listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I am coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Wednesday. Thank you for tuning in. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And we got a lot to get into here over the next 4 hours. It's my job to get you over the hump. It's Wednesday. It's time to get over the hump. Of course, 2 hours from now, we're going to have a top six list. It's what we do every single Wednesday. And with all the talk about international faces and international players, I thought it'd be a good idea to have a top six list of the best international players that we have ever seen play here in North America. Hello to my friends in Canada. A lot going on in the world of sports as well. We got a number on Ja'Marr Chase's contract. I knew this number a long time ago because I know his agent. And now it's out here in public. We're going to talk about Ja'Marr Chase. We got an interview. How about this? Next hour, we're going to have a conversation with a New England Patriot. His name is Joe Cardona. Joe Cardona is going to join us because he's not just a New England Patriot. He's a real Patriot. This man is in the U.S. Naval Reserve, and he's been a Super Bowl champ. He's been pretty awesome. We'll have that conversation with Joe Cardona next hour. Anthony Edwards is all over social media for how he spoke to President Barack Obama. His language and his words have been a point of emphasis for months now. He's getting fined all over the place. He's talking to the president all crazy. Says he doesn't want to be the face of the league. We'll get into all of that stuff. How about this? Burglars. The guys who robbed Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow, they caught these guys. I wonder if they can catch the guys who hired them to go steal. Criminals are dumb if you haven't realized it. Alex Bregman of the Boston Red Sox, the man making $40 million a year, a good idea. He says, I don't care where you play me. Let the manager, Alex Cora, figure that out. Rafael Devers doesn't want to move off a third. As long as my check's cash, I don't care where I play. He didn't say that. I did. But we'll get into that as well. A lot of wild news. Not wild. Unfortunate. He had a smile on his face. But today we learned that LaVar Ball had his foot amputated. Yeah, the daddy of the balls. Let's see if I can count the balls. Hold on 1 second. There's LaMelo. Here we go. Lonzo, and then the one who made that record that the Detroit Lions actually hate. Jello Ball, whatever the hell. Anyway, we'll get into that. And all the best to him in his recovery. And then speaking of basketball, this is crazy. The NBA was scheduled to start tomorrow, but because of the unfortunate wildfires out in California, the NBA is back tonight. Luka Doncic is going to be playing basketball without any restrictions tonight as the Los Angeles Lakers take on the Charlotte Hornets. Remember, they had that little trade there with Mark Williams. We'll get into that in a second. More NFL news. NFL is going back to Brazil. We got Deebo Samuel looking for a trade. So we got a lot to do. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to our producer holding it down tonight, Chris Persianen. Chris, how are you, man? You doing good?
I'm great, JR. It's always an honor to be here. You know, I trained on your show and you and Bart, and now I'm here filling in for the Hick man. I mean, it's big shoes, but I can't not everyone can be hot take Hickey, but, you know, I try.
Well, thank you so much. Well, are you the reason why he's sick? Did you make him sick on purpose? Did you poison him? Like, what happened?
JR, if I had that power, you would notice it in other ways. Someone as great as Ryan Hickey would never be the subject of my ire or maybe desire for chaos.
Okay. Note taken. Note taken not to get on KP's bad side. It's good to know. And speaking of bad sides, Los Angeles is going to find out soon enough whether or not this guy has a bad side or a good side. I told you the NBA is back tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers are back in action later tonight at home in L.A. against the Hornets, a basketball team that, let's face it, why the hell is anybody watching the Hornets? Okay. Why do I want to watch LaMelo Ball jack up shots for 2 hours? I don't. The guy's not even healthy enough to do so. There's no let me relax here, okay? If you want to see Luka Doncic lose his mind tonight, as he is going to be in his third game back for the Los Angeles Lakers. Man, the guy didn't play since Christmas. Played two games against the Utah Jazz. They won one. They lost the other. Tonight might as well all be about Luka. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they're leaning into the return of Luka Doncic, who, by the way, won't be playing alongside LeBron. You might have missed it on Sunday. LeBron didn't play in the All-Star game because he's having trouble with his foot. He's having trouble with his ankle. When you're 40 years old, I guess these things happen. The Lakers put out this fancy video heralding the return of Luka Doncic. Listen to this.
The moment I stepped on court, I told to myself, this is what I do. This is what Jimmy was doing. So
I'm just excited to be here to start this new journey.
Breaking news. As Luka Doncic and the reigning NBA scoring champion, he has been traded to the Lakers.
What's up, Laker fans? I'm in L.A. Excited to meet you all.
This for me is a fresh start. I get to play in L.A. I get to play in the greatest club in the world. Fans are amazing, and I'm excited for this new journey.
The Luka Laker era has officially begun.
Please welcome to the Laker family, number 77, Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic will make his debut as a Laker tonight.
I was a little nervous before, but once I stepped on the court, it was fun.
Three-pointer over Kessler. It's good.
Up ahead. Great pass to LeBron. Scores!
So I would say just being out there again felt amazing.
Now we get to see him with no LeBron James. This will be fun, right? Luka Doncic has been out. The reason why we didn't see Luka Doncic is because he had a calf injury. The man was gone since Christmas. He shows up for the Los Angeles Lakers after the Dallas Mavericks said, we don't want him. And the more that you read, and I don't know if we got the full truth yet, Nico Harrison, the dumb general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, at least he made a dumb decision in trading away Luka. There's reports that Luka likes to drink beer. Okay, all right. We saw Michael Finley take the beer out of his hand last year as the Dallas Mavericks advanced to the NBA Finals. We saw that, okay? There's also a report that Luka Doncic, he likes to smoke hookah. Okay, all right, not a surprise. People all over America are smoking hookah. He also happens to be from Europe. People smoke hookah all over the damn place. And Luka Doncic, must I remind you, Luka Doncic is only 25 years old. He'll be 26 next Friday. Good for him. The fact that he's drinking beer and smoking hookah is not a surprise. Maybe things will change for Luka Doncic in Los Angeles. You think about Luka? He's playing alongside LeBron James, or at least LeBron will be in the building because LeBron is rehabbing. If Dirk Nowitzki couldn't get through to Luka Doncic, maybe LeBron can. It's one thing to have an old, aging, out-the-door Dirk Nowitzki on your team when you're a rookie. It's another thing to be a perennial MVP-caliber player, a guy who took a team to the finals. You would think that the more success that you have, a little bit tougher to talk with you, have a chat. I think Luka Doncic will be perfectly fine in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Lakers right now, as we head into the second half of the season, even though they've played more than half of their games, the Lakers are the fifth seed right now. They're going to take on the Hornets. There is no reason with busted up Brandon Miller, busted up LaMelo Ball, there's no reason that these Los Angeles Lakers don't run the Hornets out of the building. Pretty ironic that they have to take on a center that they tried to trade for in Mark Williams, but they rejected his medicals because I guess they assume that he's going to break and fall apart. Dallas Mavericks would have never had Mark Williams on the team at all, period. Because everybody that they have is the epitome of health. Outside of trading for Anthony Davis, who was just always hurt. I will never get over how stupid this trade is. And so the NBA is back tonight. We get a little bit of a treat ahead of the games that will actually start tomorrow. No more talk about Mac McClung until next February. No more talk about four-point lines and Kevin Hart. No more talk about, well, Team Chuck, and OG team, and rising stars. Oh, my God, pray, please, please, please. Outside of his podcast, no more Draymond Green. Please. It was enough that he just berated the league that pays him and then said that he's going to win a championship this year. No more Draymond Green. Let's actually get to the basketball. And that part, I'm looking forward to. Now, do I think the Lakers are going to do anything the rest of this year? Not really. I'd expect the farthest the Lakers to go is maybe the Western Conference Finals. The only thing that would be a help for them is if the Oklahoma City Thunder are just a little too young and inexperienced. Most teams got to get punched in the mouth before they move on. They got punched in the mouth last season. Are they going to continue on to the finals this year? They've been the number one overall seed. Surprisingly, the Memphis Grizzlies have been right behind them, which makes this crazy. I don't know if you heard this from Howard Beck. This man, Howard Beck's been covering the NBA for years, and he was on The Ringer. And a matter of fact, yesterday, he talked about Ja Morant, and he said the Grizzlies may actually entertain moving Ja Morant if things don't work out for them in the postseason. Listen to this.
I'm constantly checking in with executives around trade deadline about, like, okay, you know, what we saw, what we didn't see, what's next. And you're in this league, you are always, always, always on the lookout for who's the next wave of stars that are going to get dealt, right? We just saw, shock of all shocks, the Luka deal. We saw Jimmy Butler. There's already whispers once again about Giannis. And somebody out of the blue said, keep an eye on Ja this summer. Again, aggregators don't aggregate this.
Good thing there's not any Grizzlies fans in here.
Yeah, thank God. But they're just deep enough into the Ja Morant life cycle and also the Ja Bain, Jaren Jackson Jr. grouping. And, like, you know, they're young enough. They should have plenty of runway. But again, in this league, you never have as much runway as you think you're going to have. And Ja's obviously had some issues. Everything's been fine for a while here, so not to overplay stuff from a year and a half, 2 years ago, but at a certain point, teams will pivot. And you know, there's always, for everything we know publicly, there's always a little bit that's going on below the surface too. So I would just, like, I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm not saying it should happen. I'm just saying it's one of those things I'm just kind of keeping an eye on if they were to flame out early.
Oh, come on, man. Things going on with Ja Morant below the surface? What went on below the surface? We saw the videos of this guy brandishing guns in a strip club. Like, what exactly is below the surface? I mean, if you take a look at the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant, his apology tour that he did on ESPN, if we go through all of that and then look at Luka Doncic, Luka Doncic has been a saint. Yeah, he's having too many beers and maybe smoking some hookah after the games. We saw what Ja Morant was doing. Ja Morant wasn't just a potential harm to himself. Ja Morant looked like he was a harm to people around him in the vicinity. Oh, yeah, and there was that kid that he punched on his own property. So, yeah, he's actually been physical. Let me know when Luka Doncic has been a drunk knocking people out. Now, having said that, general manager of the Memphis Grizzlies said, we're not moving Ja Morant. And God bless Ja Morant. He hasn't been in the news. The most you've heard from Ja Morant is, I don't know if this is going to be true or not. Wait to see it happen. Ja Morant is just like, oh, watching Mac McClung in the dunk contest is inspiring me to potentially go out there next year and dunk. Okay, sure, fine, whatever. Let me know when you actually put your kicks on and dunk. Let's see what the Memphis Grizzlies can do this year. Now, this is the beautiful part about the NBA. Over the past several years, things are a little bit more open. We see the Golden State Warriors pick up Jimmy Butler, who Tim Hardaway Sr. called a crybaby. Thank you, Tim Hardaway Sr. We see a young team like the Oklahoma City Thunder. The Boston Celtics have not really been discussed at all this entire season. And why would they? People just want to see if they're going to repeat. Who's the next best team out of the Eastern Conference? What are the Lakers going to do now that they have Luka Doncic on the team? Are they big enough? Yeah, they picked up Alex Len, but what does that mean? Phoenix Suns, Kevin Durant said he didn't want to move midseason. Whatever. Nobody wants to leave the Suns. It's like they enjoy the weather in Arizona, but not the basketball. I love the fact that the NBA is wide open. I love the fact that there's not one favorite that you look at and go, this team is just going to go out there and win it all. I love the fact that we have these storylines that will take us from now in February to June. Yeah, I know a good portion of the country is cold as hell right now. Cold as ice, better description. By the time we get to the NBA Finals, it's going to be warm. It's going to be hot. And so are the storylines. The NBA is back tonight. The Los Angeles Lakers kick things off. Luka with no LeBron and no minute restrictions. Let's see what Luka Doncic can do tonight in tormenting the Charlotte Hornets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I told you we got a lot to get into. You know what? Hey, how about this? Phone lines are open, 855-212-4227. Who do you favor to go on a run here in the second half of the NBA season? We've seen the big trades. We've seen everything that's taken place. What team do you feel confident is going to be standing come June? Phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. We're going to get into Jamar Chase and his potential contract demands. Deebo Samuel. Looks like Deebo has an opportunity to be traded away from the 49ers. All those guys stealing jewelry from Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey, those burglars have been caught because criminals, they do the dumbest things. Don't take pictures with jewelry. We're going to talk about Anthony Edwards. We're going to talk to a New England Patriot. Joe Cardona is going to come through and join us. We're going to talk about the Red Sox because their infield is an entire mess. And of course, we got a top six list of some of the biggest international players to ever play here in North America. We got a lot more to do. I'll get to your calls and more on the other side. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we got to wait tomorrow between Canada and Team USA. We got to wait. That's tomorrow. The NBA is back tonight. Los Angeles Lakers are in action. No LeBron James. But Luka Doncic will be playing in his third game for the Lakers against the Hornets. I don't know what Mark Smith is going to do. I guess he's healthy enough to contribute. That's the guy the Lakers traded for and then said, no thank you. Body looks broken. No thank you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, I'm going to tell you about Jamar Chase. I'm going to get into Deebo Samuel. Let's talk to Greg. We got Greg here from Michigan. Hey, Greg, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
JR, thanks for taking my call. Mr. Positive. Oh, my God, you depress me. How long is my Labrizzi going to be out?
Who?
Labrizzi.
LeBron James?
Yes, sir.
Okay, y'all know each other like that to call that man Labrizzi?
JR, you know I love him, but yes.
Okay, all right.
How long do you think you might be out?
Well, they said game to game. I think they said anywhere between 1 and 2 games. He's kind of day to day at this point. So you might see LeBron James as soon as the weekend or next week.
I hope so. My God. Real quick, happy birthday to Shep Baby. Number two, LeBron is going to be a great mentor to Luka.
Wait. And happy birthday to who?
Shep Baby. Dave Shepard.
Oh, you use so many nicknames. I don't know who the hell. Labrizzi, Shep Baby?
JR.
Today's yes, Shep's sir. Birthday?
Yes, it is.
How do you know that and I don't know that?
Uh-oh. Friends with him on Facebook. Okay. And your take on Wembanyama and Stephen A. Smith. Yeah. Oh, my God, everybody. JR is spot on. You got to see it.
Oh,
but Mr. Positive loves it. I got to tell you, JR.
Okay.
Real quick, LeBron is going to be a great mentor to Luka, and LeBron will turn, and he's never done this, he's going to turn Jordan-esque on Luka if Luka doesn't get his boop straight.
Okay.
He better be in shape. He has to. LeBron does not spend $1 million on his body to come in last place.
Okay.
What do you think, JR? Am I onto something?
I think you might be. And thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. Well, you know, when you think about LeBron James, we know about his dedication to his body. The guy wouldn't be playing basketball at 40 years old if he wasn't dedicated to his body. And for as many years and as many times that Luka Doncic has talked about LeBron James being his idol, you would think that Luka Doncic would, I don't know, turn another leaf, like turn the leaf over. He'd be a different person. Like, why not? 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I mean, he came through with a nickname, is Shep, baby. We call Shep Shep. Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. Well, thank you, Dave, for calling from Michigan. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Lou is here from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lou?
How you doing, JR? Thank you for having me.
Certainly. What's up?
Well, yesterday after listening to your show, I was in a delivery. I'm a truck driver, so I'm always listening to you. Called a couple of times, and I didn't realize they had made this documentary about the USA team, Court of Gold.
Yes,
I watched
yes.
five episodes of that, and after hearing your conversation and callers calling in about who the face of the NBA has to be, according to Stephen A. Smith, I think after watching that, why wouldn't you want to have an international player being the face of the NBA? After seeing all these guys battling it out in the Olympics, and seeing the passion and the determination and the desire to win, you want something like that. You want that passion. I mean, I watched Nicolas Batum just ripping the French team, and not giving a hoot, just talking to them and trying to develop them and saying, you know, we're gonna put our thing together or we're gonna lose, you know. So I think an international face could be a good thing for the NBA if that player has the passion.
And that might be the turnaround that the league could certainly use. And thank you, Lou, for calling from San Diego. Like, we talked about this extensively last night. The conversation continued online. I posted a video just saying how ridiculous it is to think that an international player can't, quote unquote, be the face of the league. And people have been talking about this for years. It's kind of boring to a certain degree, you know, and we'll get into this with Anthony Edwards. And he says, this is what you got Victor Wembanyama for. I don't need to be the face of the league. Like, it's an unofficial title that people just kind of throw around. But realistically, when you think about the talent of Victor Wembanyama, when you think about how he carries himself, there really is no reason to look at the guy and just go, he's it. Like, that's the golden goose right there. And it's not because he acts like it. It's he performs. He is it. You know, how he prepares for games. They're making fun of him for reading books before games. He's going to sleep. He's not sucking his life away into social media. He wants to be a better basketball player. He treats people like they're human beings. He's not out here just doing stupid stuff. Not saying dumb things. He's just about basketball. He's about life. He's realistic about what's in front of him. Why wouldn't you want somebody like this to be the chief representative of your league? I mean, if the NBA is the best basketball players in the world, you potentially have the next great basketball player right in front of you. Okay? And we're going to have multiple players. I mean, for every era of basketball, yeah, there were a couple of players who sat at the top of the totem pole, but they were surrounded by other stars. Like, everybody needs a foil. You need a good guy, you need a bad guy. Everybody needs a villain. All right, for every Batman running around, we need the Joker. We need Lex Luthor, you know, trying to beat the living hell out of Superman. Like, this is what the world needs. And the NBA, they potentially have that guy already. And Victor Wembanyama. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I want to tell you about some news that's not so much news that I heard earlier today. It's about Ja'Marr Chase and his contract. And then also, it looks like there might be some advancing news about Deebo Samuel, and not just about his contract, but where he might play. We have a lot more to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Open up the show talking about the return of the NBA tonight. We know the NFL season concluded last week with the Super Bowl, but of course we still got plenty of news. We know next week the NFL Combine will be underway in Indianapolis. And then even right after that, oh, damn it, how about this? Right after the Combine, we move into free agency. And earlier this week, we talked about one of the NFL players, one wide receiver, who's been looking for a contract dating back to last year, and it doesn't appear that he's going to get it. His name is T. Higgins. He plays opposite of Ja'Marr Chase, one of the best wide receivers in the NFL. And let's just be real, T. Higgins, he ain't no slouch himself. This past season, 900 yards receiving to go along with 10 touchdowns in only 12 games. I mean, if he continued playing for another five games, if he was healthy enough to do so, he might be a number one receiver. He would be a number one receiver on most teams. But he plays across from Ja'Marr Chase, who's also looking for a new contract. Here's the issue. Ja'Marr Chase just led the NFL in every single receiving category. He was first in receptions, 127. He was first in yards, 1,708. He was first in touchdowns, 17. The Bengals had a chance to present him a contract last year, and they couldn't get the job done. We saw what Justin Jefferson got. We saw what CeeDee Lamb got. These guys are making 35 and 36 mil a year. And last year, when Chase was standing at his own locker and he was asked about his deal and his contract, the reporter says, it's been said that you want one penny more than what Jefferson is getting paid. And at that point in time, Ja'Marr Chase made it very clear. He's like, man, I'm going to make a whole hell of a lot more than a couple of pennies more than him. Listen to this from last summer. Yeah, if he was going to beat him, he was going to beat the you-know-what out of him when it came to that money. Well, the cat is out the bag now. This is something I've been saying here for weeks. The Bengals are dumb, which we know. They're dumb and they're cheap. They're going to have to pay this guy $40 million. They're going to have to grin, and they're going to have to bear it. The Cincinnati Bengals have entered into a space with their owner. They're just like, they're the Dallas Cowboys of Ohio. That's what they are. They are the Dallas Cowboys of Ohio. The Dallas Cowboys love to just string out contract negotiations. The Dallas Cowboys love to wait until the last minute. And so, guys, they absolutely have to pay them. And the price has just gone up and up and up and up and up. There's no reason for Dak Prescott to be making $60 million. There's no reason for Dak Prescott to be the highest paid QB in the league. Well, Mike Brown, the owner of the Cincinnati Bengals, he played with fire. He got burned. It's as simple as that. Do I think Ja'Marr Chase would have got $40 million at the onset of last season? No. Ja'Marr Chase went into the regular season and had to debate as to whether or not he was even going to play in the first game because he wanted to make his displeasure known and try to force the Bengals into a deal. But he let his play do the talking. Similar to what Aaron Judge did a few years ago with the New York Yankees. You're going into a contract year. You're going into a year where you want to get paid. You're not happy with what they're presenting to you. Ball out. We've had this conversation this week. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. up in Toronto with the Blue Jays. He sees the Toronto Blue Jays openly flirting with Shohei Ohtani. Flirting with Juan Soto. But not giving him the bag. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. made it very clear. Okay, we weren't close. Fine. Negotiating time is over. I'm going to play this year out. And he will probably destroy the baseball and get a big old contract, whether or not it happens to be with the Toronto Blue Jays or elsewhere. The Cincinnati Bengals were playing with fire. And they're going to get burned. You've already had to pay Joe Burrow. You got to pay Trey Hendrickson on defense. You got to pay T. Higgins, even though you tagged him. If you can come to an agreement with him, good luck. And then you got to pay Ja'Marr Chase, who's going to ask for $40 million. And the way he just played this past season, in the words of Fat Joe, price went up. The Cincinnati Bengals always doing something stupid. And that's not the only wide receiver looking for a deal. It was reported last week that Deebo Samuel of the San Francisco 49ers wants out of the Bay Area. He wants gone. He wants to end up, I don't know, maybe he wants to be on Washington. Maybe, you know, he wants to go down to Texas. I have no idea. But Deebo Samuel requested a trade off of the 49ers. And he's no dummy. He understands that he wants a new contract. And the writing is ultimately on the wall. He adjusted his contract so they could re-sign Brandon Ayuk this past season, who, by the way, it tore up his knee. The San Francisco 49ers have to pay Brock Purdy. They've been getting away with paying him absolutely nothing because he's the last pick in the draft. Now they're going to have to up that to, I would assume, approximately $50 to $55 million. This is a team that has made Christian McCaffrey the highest paid running back in the entire NFL, and he was hurt. The 49ers are paying a bunch of hurt guys. And you know who's going to be on the outs? Deebo Samuel. Despite being hurt, Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, they all are going to need the ball. They just drafted Ricky Pearsall. This guy got shot last year. I know they're expecting him to contribute this upcoming season. And then you got to pay Brock Purdy, who's going to receive the highest pay increase that a human ever received in the NFL. George Kittle, he ain't going anywhere. More recently, he says, you know what? If we got to trade Deebo Samuel, I don't think we can replace him. We're just going to have to build our offense a little bit differently. And we know Deebo Samuel, the 49ers, and Kyle Shanahan, they use this man like a Swiss Army knife. Wraparounds, end-arounds, except for this past season, I guess everybody knew and saw what was coming. Deebo Samuel, only 670 yards receiving to go along with 3 touchdown receptions. This man had 1 rushing touchdown, 136 yards. People said that he got fat throughout the course of the season. His usage went down. And you know what? George Kittle, I just told you what he said this week. If he's gone, we're going to have to change the offense. It was 2 years ago, before they restructured his deal, before Brandon Ayuk got paid on his last contract. George Kittle, he's a prophet. He was on Bussin' It with the Boys, and he says, you know what? When it comes to Deebo Samuel, he has to do what's best for him. And how about these words from 2 years ago? They still ring true today. Listen to this.
Dude, everyone loves Deebo. Deebo's, I mean, and like, I also think that it's the NFL. Like, go get what you deserve, dude. Like, Deebo deserves to get paid a lot of money. And if they don't want to pay you a lot of money, do what you need to do, dog. Like, your locker's here. If you want to leave, hey, it's okay. Like, there's no bad blood with me. The window to play NFL football and to get paid a lot of money is, like, this big for your whole life. You got to be incredibly selfish. You just have to. And, like, going through contract negotiations is incredibly difficult because you don't. I've never, like, I try my hardest to not be selfish ever. And so when you have to be selfish in that moment, it's really hard for a lot of guys. Like, yeah, I mean, there's a lot that goes to contract negotiations. It's not a lot of fun. Best thing I ever heard, Richard Sherman told me, it's like braces. It sucks the entire time. Then as soon as you get them off, you forget that you ever had them.
Look, he ain't going to be with the 49ers. There's no way. He's a lame duck. No, the same way the Dallas Cowboys make everybody wait until the last year of their contract before they give you the boot. The 49ers are probably going to get rid of him at some point over the course of the NFL draft. It's just a matter of where. He's not done. He is 29 years old. He had a down season. He's upset about his money. He wants a trade. He wants to go. The minute that they move him, I think there's plenty of success. If you're a Commanders fan and you have to look at Terry McLaurin and then go, who the hell is our next best wide receiver? When you think about the way that the Commanders run the offense, Jaden Daniels was their leading rusher. You want to tell me that that offense, and oh yeah, by the way, that offensive coordinator, Cliff Kingsbury, you want to tell me that they wouldn't be able to use Deebo Samuel in a way that can continue to expand for Jaden? Jaden doesn't need to be Superman on Sundays. The guy shouldn't be your leading rusher. You shouldn't have to force feed the ball to Terry McLaurin. The 49ers should do well by themselves to go ahead and move Deebo to the Commanders. He would be an excellent piece to fit in and kind of keep things fresh before Jaden has, I don't know, a sophomore slump. Everybody wants to get paid. How about that? Deebo Samuel wants to get paid. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. wants to get paid. Jamar Chase wants to get paid. Our producer holding it down, KP, he wants to get paid. Are we missing any athletes? Everybody wants to get paid. Am I missing anybody wanting about a deal right now? Any thoughts, KP? Any? None?
Oh, I mean, listen, we've got probably some, you know, equipment managers in the NFL.
Oh, equipment managers.
You know, lots of trades coming up. They're going to be sewing together a lot of new jerseys. They probably want to raise.
Well, how about this? Everybody wants a raise, and the money is going to continue to go up. The NFL salary cap, the numbers were predicted. The salary cap and how much teams can spend on players, it changes year to year, depending on the revenue that comes into the NFL. The NFL salary cap for this upcoming season, 2025, is projected to be between $277 and $281 million. That's a lot of money. And so if you're an NFL general manager, you take a look at this and you go, oh, well, I can move a couple of pieces around. I can maybe add somebody in free agency. Well, you want to know one of the teams that is going to have a good amount of money available? The Washington Commanders. And one thing that you don't want to screw up and mess up is a rookie quarterback who almost took you to the Super Bowl, who is still playing on a rookie deal. The 49ers have just gotten punched in the face of reality. Having to pay Brock Purdy a couple million dollars over 4 years is going to change when you now have to pay him approximately $50 million a year. The 49ers missed their window of financial flexibility in winning a Super Bowl while they were paying this guy Brock Purdy nothing. The door's shut closed. They have to be prudent. You know, there's a reason that a team like the Kansas City Chiefs, as great as they are with their quarterback, you got to figure out the offensive line. You got to get Patrick Mahomes some new weapons. You have to be creative. You got to strike while the iron is hot. The Commanders are in a good position. Bring in a Deebo. Continue to develop that offense and do it. Because damn it, by the time you got to pay Jaden Daniels some real money, the quarterback salaries, they may be in the $70 million range. strike while the iron is hot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We have so much more to get into as we continue on with the show. I do want to tell you this, that this portion of the show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. You need to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Of course, in about an hour from now, it's going to be time for a new top six list. We're going to take a look at some of the best international players who have ever played here in North America. But before we get there, and speaking of NFL players, there was some news that just came down the pipe. We found out about some of these idiots who robbed NFL players. I'll give you some details on that. We have an interview with Joe Cardona from the New England Patriots. He'll be here in about 30 minutes. And then we got to talk about Anthony Edwards. This guy's been saying some wild things over the past several days. Minnesota Timberwolves, I don't know about this guy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.